This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas has been extended for two more days.
Now, in order to extend the pause, Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further, and that will depend upon Hamas continuing to release hostages.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, Hamas is a U.S. designated terror group. North Korea told the U.N. Security Council on Monday that its launch of a spy satellite was legitimate self-defense, rejecting denunciations led by the United States. Khalid Kahari is the Assistant Secretary General for the Middle East, Asia, and the Pacific.
The DPRK's launches represent a serious risk to international civil aviation and maritime traffic. While the DPRK issued the pre-launch notification to the Japanese Coast Guard, it did not issue airspace or maritime safety notifications to the international maritime organizations.
In a rare appearance at the Security Council, North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations, Kim Song, complained that other countries face no restrictions on satellites. Poland's president on Monday swore in members of a government that will likely only last until December in what opposition parties say is a farce intended to delay them from taking power after they won a majority in October's election. The Nationalist Law and Justice Party in power since 2015 came in first in the election, but short of the 231 seats needed for a majority, and appears unlikely to win a vote of confidence